Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. With the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I've been sharing this week on deliverance from discouragement. And the antithesis or opposite or contrast to discouragement is the power of hope. And we've been looking at a number of scriptures that stir our hearts to know that regardless of the difficulties and the troubles that we can face in this earthly realm, God has given us spiritual truths and realities that can cause us to be more than a conqueror. Is that your heart's desire? That's mine. Now, with the Lord's help, we will finish up these thoughts I've been sharing, and I want us finally now, in our understanding of how to achieve this kind of victory, is to understand the way that hope is related to faith. We know that scripture, a very familiar one, found in chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So faith, beloved, releases the power of God to change circumstances. Hope, as wonderful as it is, remember, it's just a desire that is accompanied with the expectation of fulfillment. Hope will not change the circumstances of your life or others you might be concerned about. If you never bring any faith to bear upon your circumstances, then all you'll do is live in hope all your life. But in order to walk by faith, you just can't do it one without. You have to have hope. Think about that for a moment. In order to have faith, you've got to have hope. In order to see victories, you've got to operate and move and activate your faith. Hope, beloved, is a goal setter, and we all need to have goals. Some might be long range, but others just very practical, like what you would like to see accomplished today or tomorrow or this week or this month or the first quarter of the year, whatever it is, however God would lead you. Seeking God, of course, is the most important thing to do when you are setting goals, no matter how small and practical they may seem. One of the reasons many people never achieve anything is because they never set goals, or they make the unrealistic impossible to attain at their present spiritual level of maturity in Christ. Or what happens an awful amount of time is they allow the enemy to steal and destroy their hope. So, beloved, hope sets the goal, and faith obtains the goal for you. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Praise God. You know, I'm frequently fond of saying, because I have a very busy life and I schedule everything, that if you want something to happen, you better schedule it. You better make an active determination. For me, it's putting it down on the day planner. But once, I mean, you can talk about it all you want, but unless we decide we're going to do it, then we better set at least a tentative date about when this project or effort or whatever it is can be accomplished. Because otherwise, you know what? So often people just talk. And that's all it is talk. It never comes into reality. And beloved, for me, one of the most exciting things is to see things happen. I love to see things happen. And don't you suppose the Lord is that way too? Beloved, hope is a wellspring of creativity. We want to, and desire, it goes together. Remember, that's what hope is. It's a desire. May I share that again? Because I think it's important that we hear that. Hope has the belief, the expectation of fulfillment. That's what hope is. Let me just find that again and share it with you. Hope is the belief that what we are desiring, what we expect to happen is in fact actually going to happen. It's the desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. It's trust, it's reliance, but it's got to have belief, or it's not, if you think it's just, otherwise it's just desire, but true hope has the expectation of fulfillment. So faith will add substance to your hope. So if you don't have any hope, then you have nothing for your faith to obtain. And if you have hope and don't have any faith, then you have nothing by which you can attain that which you hope for. If you don't set any goals, you'll never reach any. And so I encourage you to just spend some time before the Lord and set some goals that you would like to see fulfilled. What are your hopes? What are your desires in the months ahead concerning the things you'd like to see happen for your family, for your spouse, for your children, your job or profession, your education, your ministry, the church of God, the things of God, your physical health? You may have desires about your physical health. You may say you want to lose some weight. Well, unless you make actual determination and have a plan of action, if you're going to continue on the way you have, you're probably not going to lose any weight. You see, it's real practical. And so we have in the days ahead of us an entire horizon, a vista, which is full of brand new opportunities. And I'd like you to get excited in the Lord, to realize that with the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, you can achieve those things that you desire. And if you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. And if we will walk in hope and faith, we then will not allow the arch enemy of discouragement to come against us. I've been sharing all week how to be delivered from discouragement. Well, beloved, true hope, true faith is the antidote to that. Praise God. We're going to have many new circumstances in the days, weeks, months ahead, and victories or continued defeats depend upon our spiritual and our mental attitude toward the promises of God. Remember what Paul said in Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Beloved, we have that same goal ahead of us, before us. It's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And what is that high calling of God? None other than the abundant life in Jesus, the life that Jesus promised. He said, I came that they would have life, and that life more abundantly. And that life, beloved, is victorious in every situation and in every circumstance. It triumphs over discouragement. It triumphs over depression. And beloved, that is the ongoing vitalizing work of the Holy Spirit in your life and in mine. Hope, beloved, is the work of the Holy Spirit. As I bring this broadcast to a close, let me just share a few more scriptures. Romans 15 and 13 declares, now the God of hope fill you with all peace and joy in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then Galatians 5 and 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. And hear what Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark, recorded in the 9th chapter, verse 23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And another beautiful expression of the Lord's found in Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 22. He said, "These things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And then in John 16 and 24, the word declares, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Praise God. And then also, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, that's Ephesians 3:20, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church. And then 1 Corinthians 2:9 declares, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Praise God. And just a few more. I was reading Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, and I was thinking, there's a description of spiritual zombies here. The angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. They were going around like they were living, but Jesus considered them really dead. And then in Ephesians, the final chapter, the final verse I'll share with you, Revelation, the second chapter, verse 7, and this is to the Ephesians. He basically says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Beloved, hope, faith, out of these spring great fulfillment, great victory in our walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for all these many scriptures we've shared this week. And Father, I pray that they will become a reality, an anchor of hope in the life of your beloved. Lord, there's many things that they're dealing with, and they will be facing in days ahead. But Lord, I thank you for victory. I thank you, Lord, for discouragement, not to gain even the slightest toehold, but Lord, through the hope empowering by the Holy Spirit, through the victory, Lord, that you inspire in our hearts, we shall go forth and achieve and experience greater and greater victories in you. And for that, Lord, we give you honor and praise. Amen. Beloved, thank you for joining me. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Again, a reminder, if you'd like prayer support, the announcer will give you our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.